Zambians began voting today for a successor to the late President Levi Mwanawasa in what was expected to be a hotly contested election in the stable and increasingly prosperous Southern African nation. The winner faces the formidable task of matching Mwanawasa's strong record of fiscal discipline, praised by Western donors, and of cracking down on corruption. Mwanawasa died from a stroke in August. Acting President Rupiah Banda is facing Michael Sata, leader of the opposition Patriotic Front, who led the only opinion poll taken before the election. Gunter Simonwacker is the editor of the Southern Cross newspaper in neighboring South Africa. He says Zambia is an example of a functioning democracy for the entire region.
Well, I think it's encouraging for all African Democrats and those who are promoting democracy that Zambia manages to hold competitive elections without much skullduggery going on. And in that regard, Zambia seems to have progressed further than many other African states in, as I say, almost two decades of a more or less functioning democracy. Modern Botswana is also Africa's democracy, where one party controls such a majority that there is no electoral threat as such. Zambia might provide a template for countries like Zimbabwe. And indeed, Zambia can claim the moral authority to criticize the farce of elections in Zimbabwe over the last decade.